swish your tail a little more. It's not happening. It's a rainy day project day in the studio. Been listening to some classical music, and now I'm listening to the bluesy Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans. And I just finished my late lunch. I've been working in the studio. I have about 3 boxes of stuff to go in the garbage. I went through some old drawings, some old stuff, some old magazines, things I've been keeping around thinking I was going to use them for collage. Yeah, I almost stepped on Maggie. Sorry, girl. And I have more to go through, but it's been a great rainy day project. I fixed my lights in the studio, so now the lights are all working. It's no longer dark and dim. It doesn't make me want to paint when I can't see in there. So now that it's raining, and actually I'm flooded. My house is flooding in the front. My house is flooding in the back. Underneath, I noticed I have the... Yes, Maggie, you have to move your tail against the heart thing. Oh my gosh, she has to make her presence known. Anyway, flooding, because I think we're getting a few inches of rain all in one fell swoop here. And our ground is so dry. I now have puddles everywhere in my front yard. The first step is probably submerged by now. Let me take a look. It was almost, the water was almost up level to the front step, the first step on my porch. Let me take a peek. Yeah, it's getting close there. I don't know what's going to happen. I shouldn't have left my crawl space open the way it was. I had a critter recently. And what I was told was to put some cat litter in where they would come in and out. So I left the space open underneath the deck. Yeah, now it's filling with water. So as soon as this stops, I'm going to go out there and fix that up on the deck and see if I can get that all squared away. And then take the 3 boxes of garbage out of the studio that I sorted. I have 2 paintings that I want to start, or not start, but finish. 2 large pieces that have been turned around for some time. I moved the spirit of the tree away again. It was taking too much space on my painting wall, and it was almost overwhelming to me. I was like, oh, I don't want to look at this anymore. I mean, I know there's stuff that needs to be done on it, but I'm going to have to get back into my oils first before I begin to finish that. And so here I am, ready to go forward and paint some new work. I'm going to paint some new work on paper and smaller works. And I'm going to finish a couple of the larger paintings. I'm looking around, and of course, as it always is when you're in the studio and you haven't really looked at much of your work lately. I mean, it's been piled up here. When I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's not done. Oh, that's not done. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But I decided I'm going to go one painting at a time. I'm not going to put a bunch up and, you know, go crazy with everything. I'm really ready to go slower on these next works that I'm going to tackle. I'm throwing a lot of my newspapers out that I've collected over the years that I like to do newspaper drawings and, but I gotta get rid of it. Yeah, it's done. I put some hooks up on my, oh, I don't know what you call that. I guess it's a foyer wall. It goes from the front room into the, what was the dining room. My whole front of the house is my painting studio. I live in the back part of the house. So, I put some hooks on that wall for my painting clothes so I can, when I'm done, I can paint this, put the smock up there, put the overalls there so they don't take the chair space. Yeah, organizing on a rainy day. I like rainy day projects, and I'm getting through some of it. which I guess that's what I needed a rainy day for, so I could dig in and reacclimate and reacquaint myself with my work, where I'd left off, what's still out there, still nagging at me. I got a big box of oil paints that are stashed under the table. I looked for a new painting stool because my painting stool broke during summer. It was a real cheapy one, and I think I got it at some Goodwill or something. Probably should go to the Goodwill before I spend. But I think I might just spend, $79 when I get it on a regular, studio chair so I can sit at the right height at this table and work if I want to sit. Yeah, feels good. Feels good to hear Miles. Feels good to have the rain coming down all day. It's been coming down from the time I woke up, and it's still going strong. We haven't had a rainy day like this in a long time, have we, Maggie? No, she's rubbing on the cement bricks that are in here when I put my paintings on top of to paint. Yes, are you rubbing? You haven't had access to those in a while, have you? Anyway, we're both, I don't know, Maggie, I think Molly's sleeping in the other room. But Maggie is my studio cat number one. She's always with me in the studio, and she's getting reacclimated too. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to finish a little bit of it. Won't be all done today, but a good portion of it will be. As soon as I can open the door and get out the door, I'm going to take 3 boxes of garbage to the garbage. Yeah, and that'll make it feel like there's a lot less here. You know, when you accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, it's time to just dump. Some of this stuff was back from when I was in the library. I still have to go through some of that. There's stuff I did with kids, stories, times, and different books that I liked. And of course, the newspapers are all going to go out. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. And what else? I am going to keep my fabric swatches that I've gathered, and I'm going to do some different kind of handwork in my paintings, I think. I feel like stitching, and I actually feel like knitting, but knitting isn't going to be part of the painting. Just really, really ready for handwork, and that's good. It's all good. It's all good, Maggie.